Alright guys, I'm doing this podcast. This is not 69.9 radio, it's just a regular podcast, and today I am going to be doing a review on the 8th grade summer math packet. You guys are probably thinking, wow, this guy's such a nerd, he's such a nerd. The funny thing is, I'm gonna get every answer wrong. I'm gonna put my name as fucking dumb boy cock. Literally, I don't even care at this point. So, let's see, how long is this thing? Like a measly... There's a measly 10 pages. Let's see. Even got my calculator here. With Geodash and Mario on it and a zombie game. So I wouldn't be talking shit. I wouldn't be talking shit, boy. Does your calculator have Mario, a zombie game, and a Geodash? Nah, I don't think so. I think the only games your calculator has probably is what's 1 plus 1. Alright, let's get into this. We use the distributive property to write the expression S as an equivalent expression, then evaluate the expression. So, I think you gotta like write like 2, right? I think. Because, like in class, they say you have to like write 2 for all the equations. So, might as well write 2. Yeah, I think you gotta write 2. Alright, name the property shown. I think the property shown is the property on 4th Street, so might as well just, like, write 4th Street. Because it's logic, it's properties, like, it's not like, what else would I be talking about? Math? No, I'm talking about properties that you could buy. Let's go, boys. It's pretty easy. Alright, the next question says properties. They're all property questions. Alright, the next question says Mr. Bitch was working on an addition problem using dominoes with a group of first graders. When picking the domino with 3 dots in the one and with 5 dots on the other, some students read 3 plus 5 equals 8, while the other students read it as 5 plus 3 equals 8. What property are the students using? First of all, the students, they're first graders, right? So they can't afford jack shit for properties, right? And second of all, the fuck? Like, how do you calculate a domino as an addition problem? For me, when I calculate dominoes, I make the whole domino track, and I knock it down. It's like, ting, 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 ting. I do, like, 10 loops. I make the dominoes do 10 loops. And then, like, you already know, but these guys, they just get one measly domino from the domino kit. You know? And then they count all the dots on it. Boy. If you're gonna count all the dots on the domino, then get the blank domino. Seriously, my boy. Let's see. Alright, let's go. The next question. The students in Mr. River's class. The frick has the last name River? Like, go back to where you belong. Go back to the river where you belong. Alright, anyways. Students in Mr. River's class were practicing their multiplication skills by rolling a 6-sided dice. Like, somewhere walking. Oh, well. Bailey rolled a 2, a 3, and a 5 on her roll. She multiplied 3 numbers as follows in order of the operations. 2 times 3 times 5 equals 30. Right, another way, Bailey could have performed the multiplication status without changing the numbers. Another way she could have wrote it is 1 plus 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 1. Alright, sorry. That was an accident. I accidentally, like, fell. So. Oh, whoops. Whoops, it accidentally ripped. Sorry. Oh. No, that was an accident. I accidentally made the rip bigger. Oh, I think I'm gonna cry. Alright, let's see. Oh, if you could see this right now, it's like glitching out. It says like hallway. Like freaking, this should be on like boy, you can't even read what it's saying. It's like freaking like freaking gibberish. It says like the mochicha? Like the hell is the mochicha? Alright, anyways, I'll try to see what I could do with this. It's like some chart. I have no clue. It's some stupid chart. It says H and C. The hell is H and the hell is C? Right here it says C equals 3H plus 5. The hell, so. I'm just gonna write like one for every problem, because, you know, one's always the answer. I think the answer is E equals MP squared. So I might as well just write it. You know, if you don't know the answer, just write random ass crap. Sorry, my finger slipped. Got him. Alright, now let's come on, get these intense calculations. AKA me right now playing Flappy Bird. This is so intense. Oh, frick, I lost. Anyways, let's keep going. We can't waste any time here. Alright, sorry, I had some shit in my mouth, AKA the school. Let's see. Oh, sorry. Yeah, if you randomly hear me make this noise, it's because I'm trying to lick the paper. Alright, let's see. See, there's only stupid graph charts. This is going to be a really long podcast, boys. So if you have an hour to spare listening to me talk shit about the school, then stay on this podcast. Ow, fuck. Shit. Alright, let's see. I'm just gonna put 69 for all the answers, cause 69.9. But seriously though, let's put 69 for all the answers. New York. Oh yeah, guys, and don't forget to check out my brother. He has his own radio station also. It's called 420 New York. And the funny thing is, he doesn't even live in New York. Just kidding, he does. Because he has his own studio, though. I have a top floor penthouse. He has the second to top floor penthouse. Like, you don't even understand. I have a penthouse in the Empire State Building that no one has access to except for me. It's like a tiny little like entrance way in the top. The only way to get in is like through the secret elevator. See, so like you get up to like the 50th floor, huh? However tall the Empire State Building is. And then that's like where the lookout tower is. You keep looking, then you can like walk up the stairs to the next floor, lookout tower. But there's another elevator on that floor that takes you all the way up into like a hidden like office building. That's my office. Hitsugi Incorporated. Check it out. Oh, sorry, my pencil slipped. Let's go. Let's go, boys. Let's go, boys. Oh, this is so scary. I could do intense calculations. Spam the buttons, spam the buttons. Yeah, by the way, I have to do really intense calculations. I have to do... This is so intense. What's 1 plus 1? I don't know. Shit. This is so intense. This is so intense. What's 1 plus 1? I forgot. Because I... Oh, alright, 1 plus 1 equals 69. Quick maths, boys. Alright, boys, we're almost finished with the stupid graph. This is the reason why I'm making this podcast. You guys are keeping me motivated to do this graph. And by the way, it's not like I'm just doing this. It's not like I'm faking. This is real. I'm writing in the fakest ass answers. And my boy, I'm turning it in. I'll even make a podcast in school and I have to turn it in. And they'll say, all right, everybody, turn in your work. I'll say, I bet. And I'll just walk up and they'll say, what the hell? That's 69 plus 2. What? What? 42069. That's not the answer. Okay, let's go, boys. Oh, sorry, my pen. I slipped on accident. Let's see. Alright, 20 then? No, seriously though, it says what's 9 plus 10? It's 21, my boy. How dumb can you be? Let's see. The answer's 69! That's hilarious. Alright, now, I gotta admit, this... Alright, I actually tried to do this one correctly because it looked easy. It says, for real though, it says, 7 times 10, take away 9. For real, I'm not even joking. 7 times 10, take away 9. Wait, that's 7, wait, what? The hell? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I think I did it wrong. I need to do 1 plus 1 again. Because how do I keep forgetting? I don't know. Damn, I keep clicking the wrong buttons. Just kidding, I was playing Flappy Bird. You thought I was actually trying to figure out 1 plus 1? No, I was playing Flappy Bird. Wait, I forgot the answer. Oh, you're right, it's 2. How can you spell 2 wrong? Alright, I'm about to get me a snack, so enjoy. Alright guys, I got a snack. I switched locations. If you wanna know where I am, because you're a psychopath, I am on the top floor suite of the Empire State Building. Yes, Nightman, I dare you. Hire a hitman, I dare you. The hitman won't even be able to get into the Empire State Building. That's how dumb he is. He'll probably walk into the wrong building and get, like, killed. You know, sometimes when I get bored, I just start, like, randomly, like, you know, like, clicking everything to make sounds. I need to make me some beats. Got me some blueberries.
Blueberries.
Yeah, guys, I gotta do some stupid graphs. I'm just gonna exit out. Come on, boys. Circle something. It's like a circle your question. So I'm gonna circle D for everyone. Cause that's the one thing the teachers aren't getting. The D.
fella, do you know what happened?
Shut up. Shut up. I'm making a podcast. Shut up. Jerk, you should go back to your own suite, jerk.
Fine, I'll go back to my own suite.
Yeah, you're a little scared. Poor. This is a poor ass kid. No, he's so poor, he can't even afford the top house penthouse. Like, how poor can you even be?
You're talking to your own brother.
I can't hear you, because I got the AirPods
3.0. Yeah, because you're so rich that you have to buy AirPods when you don't even need them. Why do rich kids get
AirPods? It's okay, AirPods? Just shut up. Do I care? No, I don't.
You could just use normal headphones. There's no difference. If it gets tangled, who gives a crap?
No, it's because you're so poor. You gotta make me, like, feel sad. I'm not gonna pay you.
Are you trying to make me feel poor when I'm not?
No, it's not my fault you don't live in the top floor penthouse.
It's not my fault that you take all my money that I get.
Oh, well. You're exposing yourself on podcast. There we go.
Started a forest fire.
Andy, shut up. Do I care?
I'm not talking to you.
Then who started a forest fire then?
No, it's the guy crashing into the forest and, like, there's fire everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I believe you. Not. You're a psychopath. Kid. Anyways, let's see.
Wow.
Andy, why are you acting so scared?
I'm so dumb.
Uh-huh.
The floor is landing here. Land. Oh. Bounce. A little. Shut off the engine. Bounce again. Come on. Flaps fell off. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Gonna make me some calculations here, boys.
Wow. I want to see how my balls are working. He just exploded. Now it's gone. Gone forever.
You guys probably can't hear me right now. You guys probably didn't hear me. You probably just heard nothing. But that was me. You probably were thinking, what were you doing that whole time? If you want to know so bad, I scribbled the whole page with pencil. So when she flips to page 4, she's gonna see gray. That's it. Let's go, boys. You guys think you're trolling your teacher? Nah, you didn't do it correctly. What the hell is this? Let me see this crap. Get this crap over here. Oh yeah, alright. I'm just gonna, you know, for this page, I'm gonna erase. I'm gonna erase everything. Because I know how. This is a hack. If you wanna erase something, all you gotta do is just get the pencil. So, like, pretend the teacher typed in, like, what is 1 plus 1? If you wanna erase that, all you gotta do is just keep scratching your pencil over what's 1 plus 1 until it's, like, grayed out. And you erase it. Then it starts to go away a little bit, and you keep doing that until it goes away. And boom. That's how you erase something. I just learned that because I just did. I was trying to, like, change the word. It was, like, whatever it was. It was, like, George. It was Georgia. I was trying to change the word Georgia to Georgie because I thought it was funny. But I wasn't. So, let's keep going, boys. Let's go, boys. I dare you. I dare you. The funny thing is, on the top of, like, all the pages, it says 8th grade summer math packet. I'm going to do the cheat. I'm going to make it say 1st grade summer math packet. That's how we do it. I'm going to pop a blueberry in my mouth. Blueberry. If my brother says one more word, I'm gonna throw a blueberry at him. What should I say? 10 blueberries. Only headshots, let's go, boys. Only headshots. I don't even need no scope.
Yeah, because your eye's big. It comes out of your eye socket.
Yeah, I'm not on drugs, I'm here. And I sniped him from the back. Alright, you already know.
Why am I introducing a new sponsor?
Thanks for asking about that. I think all my ads are, like, messed up, but I don't even care. Let's keep going. This crap. Time to throw more blueberries in my mouth.
Blueberry. Ooh, another blueberry. Can you
throw
down another blueberry?
I will.
Come at me. Come at me.
What'd you say? No, what'd you say?
Painful and delicious.
Well, scared it's worth. Oh, I slipped, sorry.
Ooh, that's bad, that's really bad. Oh, now it's in the water. Oh, and now it's on fire again inside the water. Land, I know we could do it. Just turn off the engines and then don't. go so fast and get the wire lock like always. Oh, fuck you. Now you landed back in the ocean. Is there a lot of help? Let's see if the airplane gets hit by the missile again. I think, yep, it's on fire, it's in flames. Oh, the humanity. Landed this time. Don't land in the water. Come on. Okay, you're on the deck. Don't crash. Oh, you just crashed into a plane. And now you're off the deck. In the water again. And you just exploded somehow. In the water. Like so many helicopters shooting down the space, and then the planes are shooting down the helicopters. Yo. The climactic battle of the year. Everyone is waiting for this. The battle of.
Guys, I'm not talking as much because my stupid ass brother is like, pen up, pen, kill him, pen, 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 kill him. Like, fuck. The fuck's your problem, bitch?
And it just exploded. And now I exploded again. Okay, please land it this time. Ow!
Oh my god.
Thank you.
I never miss.
Come on. Oh, you just crashed into the plane. Now you're off the deck. Well, at least you got out of the plane. Come on. Missile, let's hit these air roof. I think most of them hit. Third wave of missiles. Ooh, that's a fiery death. Ocean. Going down, car. Ooh, that's another one. I drove my plane into the ocean. Okay, now I'm going to. You keep on crashing into another plane. What? You jumped it. And then you parachute. At least you were in the plane. You would have been dead. I hope you were dead. A team first person. Get the goblin and fall off the deck. Jump out of the seat like a pussy. Don't go down with your plane. Like, don't go down with the ship. Good pilots don't go down.
Right now it's 12 o'clock at night. It's like 3 a.m. actually. It's because I can't see. I started at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I did this nonstop for like 20 hours. I'm gonna wait until it's 7 o'clock in the morning, and yeah, I'll get to you when it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Alright guys, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, and yeah, I'm still going here.
But what was your sponsor?
All right.
Just ask what your sponsor was. You don't have to hit me.
All right, guys. It's the next week. I'm still going. You already know. Alright guys, it's the next year. I'm still going right now. Everybody went up into college, but I'm still in kindergarten right now. Still doing my work. I'm in kindergarten. I'm in a class of 2069. Yo, the answer again was 69. Still going here. It's been 10 years. I'm in the class of 420-69 right now. It's so godly. I gotta graduate now. Because 420-69. I can't believe it. And I'm 69 years old right now. It's so phenomenal. Sorry, my finger slipped. Alright guys, I'm gonna conclude the podcast for today. This podcast is at least an hour long. Hope you enjoy. If you made it, if you made it to the end of this podcast, because I know no one's gonna like watch this whole podcast. If you made it to the end, I will give you an $100 gift card for Amazon. Alright? Seriously, I will. Because I know no one's gonna make it to the end. They're just gonna click off when I go like AFK or whatever. They're gonna click off, but nope. I will give you a gift card if you wait to the end. I'm not gonna send you like, well, alright. Anyways, I finished. I wrote all the answers wrong. I'm gonna make another podcast. When I'm turning it on, I'm gonna cap this out at 30, in 10 seconds. So yeah, hope you enjoy. If you made it to the end, I will actually give you a gift card, not even capping. Yeah, peace and bye.